And it's people in your neighborhood. And this morning, it's a full house in here because there's a big event coming up on July 7th. So good morning, everyone. I'll let you, when you step up to the mic, I'll let you introduce yourselves and who you're with. And first of all, it's Ron Smith.
That's correct. Yes, good morning. Thank you so much for having us. We're here to talk about our patriotic concert this Sunday at First Methodist. It is a fundraiser for the Church of Hope at the South Dakota Women's Prison. An afternoon full of music, amazing music, shared by Lori Hall on the bells, Jeff Specht on the vocals, and I do the keyboards. And then this year, we have two special guests joining us for some of the vocals. Luke Idy, they are farmers from the Blount area, so he's joining us. And Pastor Jeff, our pastor at First Methodist, is joining us for some of the vocals, some of the songs. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing musical experience for folks at the church.
That's great. So what day is it and what
time? It's this coming Sunday, July 7th, 2 o'clock at First Methodist here in Pierre, 117 North Central, kitty corner from Zesto. That's a good way to remember where we're at.
Yeah. I haven't been to Zesto's yet.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah. So is the tickets required?
There are no tickets required. The concert is free, and we just have patriotic hats sitting around if people would like to donate to help fund the Church of Hope. This concert and our Christmas concert are two of the big financial support fundraisers for the Church of Hope at the South Dakota Women's Prison. And we're very glad that we can help the folks out there and the chaplaincy program out there.
Yeah. So I also see Quilts of Valor. So
that's correct.
What's Quilts of Valor?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Barbara Van Kerbrook, and I am a member of the Quilts of Valor Flag Mountain Honor Guard, the Pierre chapter here in Pierre. Quilts of Valor is an organization that was founded in 2003 when Catherine Roberts, a quilter from Delaware, made a quilt for her son to comfort and heal him while he was deployed to Iraq. And from that time, the foundation, the Quilts of Valor Foundation, was started. And so it's been going for 21 years. And our organization, our peer chapter, the Flag Mountain Honor Guard, began in January of 2018 as the last chapter in the State of the Union. South Dakota was the only state that hadn't joined. So we now have 21 members, and as of Sunday, we will have given out 111 quilts. On Sunday, we are going to be awarding quilts to 10 veterans or active service members. And we're so pleased and happy that we have been invited to participate in this program.
Absolutely.
With the church. And we've done it, I think this is our third year. Mm-hmm. And we've had a wonderful response. And at that time, if you know someone who has served our country and should be awarded, been touched by war and should be awarded a quilt, at that time you can nominate someone. And so, yeah, we're really looking forward to a great group of folks and hope everybody can come out and have a good time. The music is absolutely wonderful. It just brings you goosebumps. So it's going to be a wonderful day.
And I'm sure it will be.
We're hoping that everybody can come out.
Absolutely. So yep. I understand that it's a free will donation. So donations can be made. Is that correct?
Not for us. Not for Quilts of Valor.
But it'll be for the Church of Hope.
But for the Church of Hope, yes.
And I don't know anything about the Church of Hope. So.
Well, we'll let Nance talk about it.
Good morning, and I'm Vicar Nance Orsman, and I'm here representing the Church of Hope. Church of Hope opened at the South Dakota Women's Prison when the prison opened 27 years ago, and we've had a presence out at that facility ever since. And so we have to raise all of our own money to sustain that church out there because the inmates aren't able to, like a normal church would be, to be able to donate and get a pastor and do all the activities that we try to do just like a normal church would do. So we're the proud recipient of this beautiful concert. So it's a pleasure to be in their midst and be a part of their contributions to the church.
Absolutely. So everybody can go on out there and help a really good cause. And once again, just to review the date and the time of the concert and location.
Good morning. My name is Pam Hipfer, and I'm also with the Quilts of Valor. And the time is 2:00 in the afternoon, and the date is July 7th at the First United Methodist Church. And everyone is welcome. The one more little fact that I'd like to give out through the Quilts of Valor is when this project was started back in 2003, and since that time, the Quilts of Valor groups within the United States have made 3,993, 702 quilts of Valors that have been given out. So when you stop and think of 2003 and where we are today, that's a lot of quilts.
Absolutely.
Okay. The other thing that I wanted to mention is anyone that would like to help make quilts, it costs you $10 a year. And the only thing that's asked of you is to come and have a good time and enjoy sewing. So there's not a lot of hard qualifications that come across for a person to make quilts. One thing I learned about quilts are healing. And when you look at the service people that are out there, and where the places of war that they've been in, those people need a lot of healing, and they need touch. The one other thing that I want to say about the concert, I happen to know the three that are going to be singing. You want to bring some Kleenex, because you're going to need it. I know some of the songs that they're singing. I've heard some of the songs that they're singing, and believe me, you'll need them.
Yeah, so everybody, you better bring your Kleenex with you. Well, it sounds like a great event. And hope everybody's able to go on out there. And if anybody out there doesn't know, maybe they're new to the town and stuff, the First United Methodist Church is at 117 North Central Avenue, of course, right here in Pierre. So again, that's Sunday, July 7th, going to be a great concert. And make sure you bring your Kleenex. And also bring some money so you can help out the Church of Hope and make a donation. And of course, Quilts of Valor is going to be out there as well. Well, I thank everybody for coming in this morning.
You.
And it
thank
was nice
much.
To see Ron. It's been a while since I've seen you.
Back,
I think it was Christmas time. And so I hope everybody has a great day. And if I don't see you before then, a fantastic 4th of July.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.